Welcome everybody to another episode of the Startup Show. Today I have the big pleasure to meet with Vlan from Mindbox. Welcome everybody to another episode. Again, we are here back in downtown of Zurich at the Kickstart Accelerator meeting one of your portfolio companies. This week we have Vlan from Mindbox. So give us some background about yourself and tell us a little bit who you are.
Yeah. So I'm born in Skopje, Republic of Macedonia. I'm 26 years old. And during my lifetime, I was living in several countries, including Macedonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and recently I'm spending my time in Switzerland. I have a background in economics and computer networks and started my career working at IBM in the automation department. And then soon later after that, I was transferred to other divisions and I was working on data centers in Germany. I am early Bitcoin adopter. I learned about Bitcoin technology in 2012 while I was in Ljubljana. And since then I was fascinated about this technology, and that is what put me to this direction. And while I was learning about the technology, I had the pleasure to be part of several successful projects in the blockchain and Bitcoin community space. And right now I'm here to work on Mindbox, and I'm really excited about it.
Right. So tell me a little bit, like you kind of like you were in many different places around the world. What have you seen in terms of startup ecosystems around the world, maybe also a little bit in comparison to what you see now here in Zurich?
Well, yes, it's a really good question, and everybody in each country, it's a bit different, and there is a lot of diversity. And I can say that my experience in Czech Republic compared to Switzerland, it's, I would say that here the institutions are more supportive about the startups and trying to involve them in every sphere of the society and engage them together with the large corporation to work together on solving the problems. Compared to Austria, I find the startup scene there really active, and Vienna is currently a really good place to be for our startup, and I believe that in the near future will become even better place for the startups.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about Mindbox, what do you guys do exactly?
Yeah, so we provide solutions for data storage, backups, and disaster recovery, combining existing technologies and new emerging technologies like blockchain and network-attached storage devices. Mindbox, it's a one-stop shop for your files and your data, because we promise you that independently of any corporate entity, even Mindbox as well, your data will be there for the coming decades. So with Mindbox, your files are safe, private, accessible from anywhere, and indestructible. Even if the device fails itself physically, you can have recover of your data really fast.
How can you be so sure? I mean, there's always like the statistical 99% certainty. How do you assure this 100%?
We are using a peer-to-peer network to distribute the backup of your files in the network. So it means whenever you store a file on the Mindbox device itself, it redundantly stored on a peers across the network. So that gives us a leverage in saying and securing that your data will be always available. So whenever a peer goes offline on the node, we do a replication of the files on another node, and we are sure that your files are always available.
You said briefly before that what's very special about your company is that you are kind of the chain, or like what's held together between blockchain and data storage.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit what's going on in that industry.
On the Mindbox device itself, we offer incentivization mechanisms. And that means that the excess hard drive space that you are not using, you can share out with the community and get some money for it. The storage and the blockchain industry are kind of different, and we are on the overlap between them. The storage industry itself, it's really interesting, and the digital universe, it's really growing steadily. So we had around 4 zettabytes of data in 2013, and by 2020 we will have around 44 zettabytes of data. Having said that, the leading people from Seagate, one of the world's largest hard drive manufacturers, are warning that we cannot produce enough storage capacity for the world needs. So there will be need for shared resources, and MyBox is offering exactly that.
I assume it's B2C, so you want to have an end consumer that is using your MyBox. Is it the same way as I'm using my Google Drive today, or how do I use it as an end consumer?
We sell a hardware device, and with this you will have like a private cloud. So you can access the files from anywhere, they're automatically backed up, and it's very similar to what Google Drive is offering, or Dropbox, or both, with the difference that you have your data in your home or your office, and it's here in front of you. So you can make sure actually that nobody is monitoring your data, and that you have a full control of your data, and you can redeem the data whenever you want. In the past, unfortunately, we witnessed cases where users cannot access their data stored in the cloud, or the host just deletes the data because of jurisdiction and laws. So we want to prevent this, and by distributing the data among the peers, we made that scenario mm-hmm. impossible for our customer.
Right. One of the big fears that a lot of people say or holds them, still holds them back of like actually uploading all their things, let's say, to the cloud or to external storage that they don't own. How is it possible that you can guarantee in terms of cyber security when there are like, you know, DDoS attacks and all kinds of attacks that are by anonymous and you name them? How do you avoid and protect yourselves?
The system is designed to be a really impossible task for hackers. So although they're really smart, we prevent that. So when you store a file on the MyBox device, every file is splitted in separate chunks, and each chunk is uniquely encrypted. Mm-hmm. Then these chunks are stored redundantly, distributed across the network. So actually what you as a host storing on the file, it's not the complete file, but rather a piece of file.
Yeah.
So in order a hacker to successfully recover the file from the network, he doesn't need to hack one computer, but rather 100 computers on the network, and then assemble these pieces together, which are all encrypted, which I think at this point of time, it's an impossible scenario.
Right. Okay, so tell a little bit about entrepreneurship. What is your piece of advice that you would give to someone who says like, okay, like I want to start my company, I don't know if my idea is good enough. What is exactly like your piece that you say like, okay, like if you consider this, then go for it.
Yeah, it's a really good question. And yesterday while I was walking back from the office to work, I was thinking about this. Being an entrepreneur, it's really exciting, but it's also a lot of work and a lot of commitment, a lot of sacrifice. So I think what does really matter, it's why you're doing this mm-hmm. and what problem you're solving. And if you have like enough big why you're doing this, then you can go through all these tough moments. Because as an entrepreneur, we always tend to publish what is really successful, but behind the curtains, like there are many steps that you need to go through, and it's a long way ahead to the success. Mm-hmm. So like the right determination and the right why, and I think that's a good combination for a successful entrepreneur.
Very nice thoughts to wrap up this episode. Thank you very much for introducing us to MyBox and to my audience. Thank you very much for your attention and for watching this episode. I hope to see you soon on another episode. Till then, I wish you a wonderful day. Have a good day. Bye.